All right, let's discuss that thrilling, heart-stopping Red Wings comeback win over the Montreal Canadiens in overtime last night, 5-4. Lucas Raymond, he was the man, he was the hero, scoring just 25 seconds left in overtime following his game-tying goal with just a minute 17 remaining in regulation. Now, with their fate hanging in the balance, the Red Wings will need another strong performance in their upcoming game against Montreal to keep their play hopes burning bright. So let's talk about other bright spots, like Steve Courtney, who's here with us to talk more on this great win. Good morning, Steve Arino.
Good morning, Lloyd Group. Hello again, everyone. This very important conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off another $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log in to windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. I think it's safe to say, you guys, the most important hockey game ever at LCA did not disappoint. Lloyd, you bring up the man of the hour, young fella by the name of Lucas Raymond, scoring with 25 seconds left in OT after he had the game-tying goal with 1:17 remaining in regulation. Indeed, are the Red Wings a team of destiny? They get that 5-4 comeback win over the visiting Les Habitants du Montréal. Now, how about Raymond? Talk about him for a hot second. He's 22 years old. Right now, 31 goals, 40 assists. Simple arithmetic, that's 71 points. Not to mention, he's got 10 points in his last five games. Perhaps more importantly, remember, it was Lucas Raymond that had the hat trick in Pittsburgh to allow the Red Wings to come back in that tilt and get a point. And this team found a way to get the overtime win in Toronto on Saturday night. Also very important as they continue to make their postseason push. I want to point something out. On Raymond's tying goal, it has to be mentioned the incredible play by Shane Gostisbehere to keep the puck in the zone, keep that possession going, an unbelievable deal. So if you're asking yourself, what do the Red Wings need to do to get to the postseason and end the seven-year drought? Well, what it comes down to is this, and I'm going to wait just 2 seconds here while you get a pencil and paper, write this down.
We're ready.
Okay, thank you. If the Wings win in Montreal tonight and the Flyers beat the Capitals, the Wings lock up the second wild card in the Eastern Conference and a first-round date with the New York Rangers. That series would be expected to start Sunday at MSG. Now, a victory would give the Wings 91 points. If the Capitals win, they would also reach 91 points, and that, sadly, would eliminate the Wings because the Capitals have 31 regulation wins to the Red Wings' 27. Now, if the Red Wings get 1 point to reach 90 and the Capitals get 1 point, then it's over again for the Winged Wheelers. If the Wings get 1 point and the Flyers win in regulation, then the Wings would have to wait the outcome of tomorrow's game between Jamie's Penguins and the Islanders. If the Penguins win, they reach 90 points, and they again have the tiebreaker on the Red Wings with 32 regulation wins. So, boy, is this thrilling. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the schedulers. They just somehow knew all these games would matter here down the stretch, and it's made it fun.
Well, it's been incredibly fun, honestly, because remember, and Derek Lalonde has pointed this out, prior to this season, the Red Wings were looked at, because of the moves that Steve Yzerman made, to be an improved hockey club. The thought was too many things would have to go right for the Winged Wheelers to be a legitimate postseason club. Well, here we are. The problem with last night, and there's a lot of scoreboard watching going on, with the Wings' dramatic win over the Canadiens, you had the Penguins beating the Predators and the Capitals shutting out the Bruins. So all the Red Wings can do right now is go out and take care of their own business. The Canadiens, meanwhile, they've missed the postseason three straight times since losing in the 2021 Stanley Cup Final. They're aiming to avoid a third consecutive last-place finish. So if you're under the impression that the Habs really don't have anything to play for tonight. It's a matter of pride. We've got ourselves a good old-fashioned original six matchup, and I find it rather ironic as the Red Wings are fighting for their postseason lives. The Canadiens are the last Canadian team to win Lord Stanley's Cup. For that, you go back to 1993. How about that?
It's unbelievable that the Canadian hockey clubs can't get it done. They have plenty of support up there.
And, Steve, what? the drama that the Red Wings are giving us right now, you know, nothing really comes easy to the Detroit teams,
well,
does it?
The other thing is LCA, state-of-the-art facility.
Of course.
Wonderful building. We haven't built the memories, the victorious memories that we had at the Joe yet. Last night was really the first big step. Let's just get a sample of what this crowd sounded like when Lucas Raymond scored that overtime goal.
To the middle. The shot. And the Hall of Michigan native stopped there by Lyon. Lead pass in for Larkin. In space for Raymond. And he scores! Lucas Raymond! Overtime winner!
I mean, listen to that crowd.
You know, you look back, you guys, to the Red Wings' 25-year run of making the NHL's postseason. That used to be the norm at the Joe Louis Arena. And you're right. You know, it is time to build more memories at LCA. The crowd was into it, obviously. And it would be nice to get off the postseason schneid for these Red Wings.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, Steve, they were down either two goals or one goal when two octopi were thrown on the ice and waved around and the crowd sort of rallied. And then the Red Wings rallied. Coincidence?
I think not. You know, and that's who you got to feel sorry for during this postseason run. The fisheries that have sold nary an octopus until now. And, you know, now all of a sudden their business is booming, and it's good for everyone.
It's a win-win.
So, you know, just go into Montreal tonight and take care of your business, and then see where everything falls. I mean, at this particular point, it's been just amazingly exciting to watch this Red Wing club. And does it validate the Iser plan? I think you could certainly make that argument.
All right, Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Have a great day, you guys.
You as well. And coming up, we'll have all of the big news of the day, including General Motors making a move but staying in downtown Detroit, and your chance to see Annie at the Fox Theater. That's all coming up next on JR Morning.